In memory of Zee Charnot's life, Jennifer's sharing, Sunday, October the 23rd, 2011, presented at Beckett Glaive's Funeral Center. This is Sunday. Normally, this would be Zee's watching football on TV day. Welcome and thank you for joining us in this celebration. Yes, this is hard. People say I'm grieving, I shouldn't be speaking, but I want to use this opportunity. When am I ever going to have the opportunity again to be before this many people gathered to share about this wonderful person? Little can be said in these few moments, but I do intend to share what Zee has already shared through the internet, through newsletters, blogs, emails, through Facebook, YouTube, Vimeo, Audioboo, through radio programs, etc. And now I will share my own thoughts and information with the hope that I can tune in to appropriate inspiration, hopefully even tune in to inspiration from Zee himself. When Zee and I first moved to Brantford 3 years ago, he was so happy to see that there was a golden griddle here. Many an intense and lengthy session has been held at Golden Griddles over the decades that Zee had lived in Canada, and wouldn't you know, the Golden Griddle here closed after about a year. It now has new owners. We anticipated its reopening in a few weeks. If it was open now, that's where our reception would be today. Instead, we're having the reception in an adjacent room in this building after this brief sharing of joy. And for those of you who don't know, there will be a very brief burial ceremony held at Oak Hill Cemetery in Brantford tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. In arranging to have the reception here, I asked the funeral director what the absolute latest time was when we have to depart this building, and he said, "Oh, people will only want to mill around for an hour or so." Well, I just laughed, and I said, "Please tell me when your staff will definitely want to kick us out, because you didn't know Zee, and you don't know this group of people. Our reception could easily last for hours." So if any of us are still gathered after 5:30 p.m. day, sure, Charnot is making her home available, and my apartment will also be available. Even in his last days, when I was giving Zee pain medications every hour on the hour, 24 hours a day, I was thinking perhaps I could sneak in a few winks here and there in between. How silly of me. Zee was still going through the Scientific American indexes, calling out dates so I could dig out the correct magazine for him to study, even at 4 o'clock in the morning. He was going to learn how to regenerate his body so he could stay with us and continue to contribute. He was constantly creating order. Order in a room, order in his space, order in people's minds, whether they were doctors, nurses, dietitians, waitresses, floor sweepers, other patients, family, friends. He was constantly generating possibilities and insisting that other people do the same. "Make some new mistakes," he'd say. Zee's theme was scheme enlargement for the alienated. He taught us to honor the life we are dependent upon, and in order to honor life, we have to understand how things work. The function and use of life is to relate more to more effectively, more efficiently, and more appropriately. One of Zee's contributions to life sciences was his discovery and elaboration on the understanding that life generates possibilities by multiplying, combining, and selecting at multiple scales of existence. Whereas most of us have been conditioned to believe that our experiences determine our beliefs, he taught us that our beliefs determine our experiences. I want to repeat that again. Whereas most of us have been conditioned to believe that our experiences determine our beliefs, he taught us that our beliefs determine our experiences. we create our own reality. Z never stopped reaching. He was a nowhere man, he was an everywhere man, he was whatever one needed him to be. According to the Moody Blues, he was a melancholy man, and to the Beatles, he was known as Nowhere Man. That's the song that's being played today with the selected photographs, along with the song Imagine, the words for which came out of a conversation between Z and John Lennon in 1970. Z exuded love and tranquility, brilliance, enthusiasm, playfulness. He could also exude the greatest of determination to bring about change. His wordplay, his poetry was exquisite. He made so many jokes that no one got. He worked behind the scenes. His contributions to the world in science, art, music, philosophy, principles and policies, the ideals and morality that he explored, developed, and shared largely went unnoticed, in fact were even denied and suppressed, but he constantly moved as his inspiration guided him. I always said there were three of us living in our home, Z, his inspiration, and me. There was so much that could have flowed through him, but it was untapped. Even so, he's left a huge body of information we can all use, and through us, his presence and his inspiration can continue to be here. He often said, "You can listen to me, or you can learn to tune to your own sources of guidance and inspiration." He taught us that there are skills to be explored and discovered, invented and implemented in every aspect of our lives. There are skills of love, skills of compassion, skills of openness, skills for being moral, skills to gain deep relaxation and connection, skills for a new humanity. Even his son Jim, who was unable to attend today, commented yesterday on the phone to his sister that when Jim was 28, Z gave him his user's manual for life. There were so many aspects to Z's life. He didn't just tune to inspiration. He shifted states and tuned to many different, multiple sources of inspiration, oftentimes even at the same time. I sometimes felt like I was living with many different people. I think we all have the ability to do this, the capacity to do this, to be like this, and he was trying to teach us how. He explained and he extended philosophies and world religions, some of them being Tibetan Buddhism, Zen, Hawaiian Huna, Taoism, and Gnosticism. He made so many breakthroughs in science, including the invention of ultrasound and high-frequency generators. He built what Nikola Tesla could only dream about. Through his own near-death experience in 1966 and his own open-soul memory, Z gained such understanding about reincarnation and about welcoming one's divine nature into this reality. He could so easily have been an advisor to international agencies, corporations, foundations, politicians, and rulers of nations. Please proceed to part 2.